Tomorrow night is the deadline for small Wisconsin businesses to apply for one of 30,000 grants from the state. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation announced the $2,500 grants and We're All In initiative last month. The cash grants draw funding from the federal government's CARES Act to help small businesses bounce back from coronavirus-related hardships. To tell us more about the initiative and what's next, Wisconsin Economic Development Secretary and CEO Missy Hughes joins us. Secretary Hughes, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you so much.
Let's go over the basics of these grants. Where did you come up with these numbers, $2,500 chunks to 30,000 businesses?
Well, as you mentioned, this funding is coming from the CARES Act, which was part of the overall funding that the state of Wisconsin received from the federal government. And we're able to use some of that funding for economic development. And as we looked at who had been most impacted by the COVID-19 crisis in Wisconsin, it was really those small businesses that were forced to close their doors really early in the game, the restaurants and the cafes and the hairstylists and the barbershops, and had to stay closed really the longest. So earliest and longest, and we wanted to try to help them with some of the expenses that they're incurring now, you know, whether they're needing to restock their inventory or buy PPE for their employees.
These are cash grants businesses can use them for anything they need?
That's right. They're cash grants with no requirements on how they use the expenses.
So which businesses, certainly, which businesses are eligible for these grants?
So if you're a for-profit business that's based in Wisconsin, you have up to 20 employees and less than $1 million in annual revenue, you're eligible for this grant.
So anyone outside of that, if your business doesn't fit those exact parameters, this is not the grant for you?
Yeah, but I think, you know, really you should visit our website at WEDC.org and look at the eligibility requirements, because we still have about 10,000 available applications. So we've got about 20,000 applications in the door completed, and we're looking for 30,000 grants. So my goal is to get folks to look at our website and see if they're eligible, and if they are, go ahead and apply.
We'll make sure there's a link to that on WPR.org/Central Time. And that having that goal, I mean, the deadline is tomorrow night at 11:59. Do you think you'll be able to get 10,000 businesses to apply for those grants in that time frame?
Well, we have a number of businesses that have already started their application process. And so, you know, we're edging towards it. But my goal would be to be oversubscribed and have more applicants than we have grants for. So, you know, then we can have a conversation with the administration or with the legislature about potentially more funds. But most first and foremost, I want to make sure we get these dollars out onto the street.
And WEDC, we announced earlier today that there was still room for those 10,000. And if you don't reach your cap, will the grant winners get additional funds? Would you extend the deadline? How would you deal with that?
Well, we're not able to increase the funds of the grants because those have been approved by our board and by the administration. But what we might do is we might reopen the grant process and invite folks to apply, you know, in a secondary grant process. But really our hope is we've done a lot of work. We've got everything set up. Let's get those applications in and get them in hand. And, you know, I think right now businesses are hearing so much news, there's so much information coming at them that by the time they see a grant, you know, they get an email or something like that, they're like, oh, that's probably gone already. But the reality is there's still availability here, so we want folks to apply.
Missy Hughes is Secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, and we're talking about a grant program to help small businesses dealing with coronavirus-related hardships, and we're talking about it ahead of the deadline, which is Tuesday night. And Secretary Hughes, a news release we have mentioned some businesses have submitted incomplete or inaccurate applications. Are you giving those businesses an opportunity to fix their applications?
Yeah, we are. Thank you. We're going to be sending emails back to folks who have a problem with their application and letting them know that they need to reapply. So it's really important if you get that email that there's something incorrect, that you go ahead and reapply. We also have live folks available to help with questions at WEDC. So if folks want to reach out to us with questions, we're available to help work those through. But really, the application process is pretty straightforward. We tried to make it as simple and straightforward, knowing that, you know, people have had to deal with a lot of paperwork in the last few months, and we didn't want to add to it. So we tried to make it as simple as possible.
What have you heard back from small businesses about this program, or I guess more broadly during this time?
You know, mostly I've heard small businesses saying it's been really tough, but we're going to make it through. We just really can't have this go on for really too long. You know, through the summer or something like that would have been really devastating for these businesses. And that's why it's really important. The reason this is called We're All In is because we're all in this together. And we need to be taking care as consumers of these small businesses, you know, our Main Street businesses that were closed. We need to go back out and you know, buy a gift card or buy somebody a present or go sit in their cafe or sit outside their cafe, whatever's available right now. But we need to be working all together to keep the virus, keep flattening that curve on the virus, and keep buying local and supporting each other.
$2,500 sounds like a lot of money. And then I think about running a business, and I think $2,500 doesn't go very far. How do you see these grants fitting into a greater economic recovery?
Well, the first thing is that these grants are not loans. So there's no strings attached. It's basically a grant that you can use for whatever you need to pay for right now. And it's not going to save businesses, but it's really meant to try to help find another way to bridge some of the gaps in financing that our small businesses are experiencing during this time.
And what other tools are you recommending for small businesses to tap into right now?
Well, the Small Business Administration, we've heard, you know, about the PPP program and other programs. The SBA still has quite a few tools available. And so after you finish your applications at WEDC.org, I would encourage businesses to go to the Small Business Administration's website, which is SBA.gov, and explore some of the tools that they have available, because they've waived fees, they've made payments, they've waived payments for the first 6 months. So there's a lot that they've done to make those typical programs really palatable in this time. So if you're needing to manage your cash flow or you have some concerns, SBA.gov is a great place to go. And we have small business development centers at all of the system schools, all of our colleges around the state, and those SBDCs are ready to help small businesses explore what their options might be.
And how do you talk to small business owners as we are thinking about advancement, risk-taking, innovation, important to you, when some are just trying to keep their heads above water right now?
Yeah, right now I'm doing mostly listening rather than talking, because, you know, to hear what businesses have gone through really helps inform me and the administration about what kind of tools they need to recover. And so we'll keep talking to small businesses and learning how we can help, what they're thinking about, what's on their mind, because that's really where the solutions are going to come from.
But how does innovation actually play into what happens next with these businesses? Because I think many businesses are not operating the same way now than they did just a few months ago.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the most important innovations that especially just your regular small business needs to be thinking about is having an online presence. You know, if you think about if you have a retail shop and someone and you want to sell your business, and you're able to say, not only do I have this physical location, but I have a robust online business also, it doubles the value of your business. So, you know, that, and it provides flexibility and diversity in a time like this. So it's definitely one thing that we're thinking about. How do we support small businesses in creating their online presence?
And what do you say to someone who's been thinking about starting a small business and thought now would be the time? Is it still?
You know, I've heard two different things. One I've heard is that, you know, this kind of an economic hit makes people very risk averse. And then I've heard people say that it's times like this when people go out and say, hey, I'm going to be scrappy and I'm going to make my own business because I lost my job at the big company or I lost my job at the restaurant. So I would encourage folks to be scrappy. And there's lots of resources out there. Every community, one of the things that I've learned since coming on this job is the support system in every community is really impressive. And so finding out from your chamber or your local economic development folks what kind of support there is and tapping into that, I think, is how I would go about starting a small business right now.
And Secretary Hughes, what is the next phase of this We Are All In initiative?
Well, once we're done with the application process, we're going to have a group of companies and businesses all around the state that we want to work with, and then other companies and other businesses and communities to amplify this idea that we're all in this together. Because for all of the diversity and discrepancy that we have in Wisconsin, we'd like to take care of each other. We'd like to take care of our neighbors, and we're all in this together. You know, we're concerned about what's going to happen in the fall. And it's really important that we all think about each other and taking care of each other.
All right. We'll watch for details on that then. Secretary Hughes, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Missy Hughes is Secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. We talked with her today about a statewide small business coronavirus recovery grant initiative called We're All In. The deadline for applications is tomorrow night at 11:59. And you can find a link on our website at wpr.org/centraltime.